You know where I aired today, Mike? I wanted to get to 16-year anniversary of Malice at the Palace. One of the most seismic sport events of our time. Today is the 16-year anniversary. And I just remember, I sort of tie it with the beginning of this radio station, the beginning of this radio show, because it's when the shows started to feel super vibrant, because we were talking about this crazy thing that had happened.
You're feeling very nostalgic lately.
Yeah, the 16-year anniversary of this, though, reminds me of the very beginnings of our show. It reminds me of back when we would do, like, remotes at Shula's restaurant.
I think both Dan and I are feeling that way. Mike, you'll get there one day. I mean, I just, you know, talking about the old days, perhaps it makes you feel younger, makes you feel better. It certainly does it for me. And those were really good times for us.
Oh, but I think that I also think
Dan hated those times at the remotes at like the quarter deck.
But Mike, the reason I bring it up is because I think, and you asked you this question the other day, and you had said that we have vastly more listeners for the last 5 years than we do just people who listen overall. And our audience is crazy in terms of its loyalty and stickiness, and that we can get 10,000 of you to go anywhere. And so I value enormously and nostalgically the fact that ESPN has given us that kind of reach with you. It is really wonderful. But the listeners with whom I have the best conversations are the ones who can go all the way back to the beginning, the way so many of us can, and remember those days when we were doing the radio show at a car dealership, where what was some of the places? It wasn't just quarter decks. We did one
from Williamson Cadillac. I mean, that was the one that drove you crazy.
Guys, that one got you. I love talking about the good old days, and shout out to the newer listeners that go back into
But
the
Chris Cody would have been like 10 years old then. Billy would have been like 10 years old when we're talking about the very beginnings of this, where we would go to Shula's Steakhouse.
I don't think that's right. I don't, because I was interning for the show, and Billy's like a year younger than me, so I don't think he was a 10-year-old.
No, I think Billy and Chris are in their early 30s, and we've been doing this about 20 years.
Yes, yep.
Okay, I mean, but you made him a 10-year-old.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, yeah. Whatever, a prepubescent teen?
Teenager, going to high school, listening to the Dan Le Batard Show.
Well, it was around 2004, so Chris, how old were you? I mean...
What year? I got to do the math here. Let me get my calculator.
2004.
16
Chris,
years.
16
you subtract
years
16
17,
years.
17. Yeah. I was born in 87, so you guys figured out.
If I'm trying to make us sound younger than what we are, it's because that's exactly what I'm trying to do. And guys, you're becoming the show that's talking about things that happened 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, don't let that be you two guys.
I was trying to start the show younger today, talking about Versus, talking about Jeezy, what do you mean stay there?
Stay there. Be Lucha the young, Gross. Vibrant yeah. show. You guys don't want to become the show that's talking about stuff 20 years ago. Right. Trust me.
I think maybe Mike is right, but I don't mind sinking into our age at all. I really don't.
Occasionally, but okay. It's happening a little too much. You guys are the young, hot show.
So you don't want to reminisce with our longest
of
listeners.
No, and I certainly don't want to make us older than what we are. Chris was driving himself to school.
Hold on a second. But when can Dan and I do that? Not get any blowback from you, because Dan and I like to do that.
Occasionally, but it's just too much.
But when can we do it all the time? That's what I want to know.
You guys are the young, hip thing.
Now, guys, we're about the here and now. And if you want something that's here and now, Dan, we have one of your favorite segments that we didn't get to this week. Or we could put it off until next week. The BCS.
Oh, wow.
You want to do it now? Let's do it now. I love that segment, and I don't know why.
Just do it quickly. I got to get out of here.
Okay, do it quickly.
You're part of it.
I got a flight to catch.
Well, what do you guys want to do? I'd love to do that segment.
Yeah, it sounds like no one else does.
Let me open up the computer. Hold up a second.
I gotta find this song now. I wasn't prepared for this.
Okay, well, this is where the show is ending up. But now you need Stugatz wants to get to a flight to West Palm Beach.
Yeah, he's been.
I feel like Billy just did this on purpose. He was just like, "Laugh." Well, if I'm gonna be honest with you, the reason I did it is because they're all jokes for this week. That, truth be told, Stugatz wrote almost all of them. And then next week it's useless because you have to go.
All right, well, let's do it then. We should do this, but the part that I just find funny is that off air, I wish you guys would have heard Stugatz, because he was just saying, hey, buddy, I'm going to be here for the guys and we're going to do the post game show and we're going to get them to have their own things that we put in the post game show. I got to go. I got a flight at West Palm. I got to get out of here. And so he doesn't want to do this. He doesn't even want to do this. Let's go. Let's do it.
Ah, the BCS, it is back. We start with number 9.
Yes, we do.
The first team.
No, we don't. We start with number 1.
We do start with number 1. Chris messed it up. Number 1 in the BCS rankings, Billy, Chris, and Stu.
Chris, hold on. Let's stop.
Don't we go backwards?
Hold on.
Maybe we should
hold
do
on.
It next week.
Last year we did it that way. I thought we switched.
Hold on. Sure. Mike, turn down the music real quick. Right down.
I'm just going to leave.
No, Chris, we need to talk about this. Chris, we need to talk about what this week was for you. And after you got fired, Chris, like, you have been so bad this week.
It's debatable.
Chris,
I'm usually on your side, but it's not.
You're
debatable.
Laughing. You're having a good time right now, Dan. Look
Chris,
at you.
Hey, I gotta go!
Chris, go ahead.
Well, if we're going first, I'm not up first.
Chris, you just fouled this up again, okay? You wanted to do the segment. Billy wanted to do the work. We've done the work. We didn't get to the segment. Do the damn segment. You guys, do you want me to leave? Stugatz will call you from West Palm, like while he's driving to West Palm. Do you guys want to do it that way?
The BCS, Dan. We start with number 1. We work our way up. It's a weird way of doing it, but it's the BCS. Billy, Chris, and Stu.
Why didn't Chris remember that?
I have no idea. Anyway.
It's been like 6 weeks since we did this.
Number 1 in the polls, Dan.
Number one.
The poll workers. They lead the country in TYFS. Thank you for your service.
Okay.
I dare someone to say anything bad about
that
the
poll. That was the same joke you made last time we did this 6 weeks ago.
Okay. Well, so the poll workers still standing strong, sitting strong at number 1.
Right. It's the same joke.
Yes, it is. Number 2, Bill.
Number 2.
You've done this all wrong. The whole joke was the poll workers. You thought it was the people working the polls, and then he reads the whole thing, and it's the people that do the college football polls. So now the poll workers.
It's weird because he wrote that joke too, huh?
Yeah. Well, I wrote the rest of them.
Well, this is going well.
Number 2, Alabama, Dan, coming off a 41-0 win over Mississippi State, and Kentucky coming up this weekend. They lead the country in NSATKTCVITFH. Nick Saban's ability to kick the coronavirus in 24 hours.
Number 3.
Number 3.
The Florida Gators out of the SEC. The Gators have Vanderbilt this weekend. They, of course, lead the country in OTTPARGIFOAPH. Only team to play a road game in front of a packed house. They also lead the country in AC.
Lost that game.
That's why we're giving them a pass, because College Station never should have had that many fans there. It's ridiculous. It's absurd. Jimbo Fisher should be ashamed of himself. Right. I mean, geez.
They also lead the country in ACWDGABAC, which of course means a coach who doesn't give a bleep about COVID.
That guy's a weirdo, right?
Yes.
Like Mullen is going to be very love-hate, right? The Gators are going to love him, and the country is going to hate him. Because he seems like he is here for some real high-end jackassery.
Can I get a number 4, Mike?
Number 4.
The Hoosiers out of the Big Ten. Indiana off to a 4-0 start. They lead the country in NBW, not being Wisconsin, and WPSHC. Wins that probably shouldn't have counted. That win never should have counted, Dan.
Chris, why are you shaking your head sadly? What happened, Chris?
You got skipped a letter.
Okay, great.
Yep. This will likely be the last.
Why don't you do the rest with him driving to West Palm? Why don't you guys do the rest with him? Like, seriously, pick it up with the phone call, Stugatz. They'll call you. Hold on a second.
All right, that's fine. This will likely. I just want to finish in the end, and then I'll get out of here.
No, just go. Can you take some of it with you on your phone or something?
No, he's reading the script off his computer.
This will likely be the last you hear from Indiana as they lead the nation in GLWOSTW. Good luck with Ohio State this weekend.
Dan, number five.
Oh, Jesus. Five. All right, Stugot, see you later.
I'm going to my
just
car.
Get out
well, let
of
him
here.
Do number seven, no, and then
just,
we'll just
do number seven.
Do it from your car. Can he just call
number
it?
Seven, Coastal Carolina. Ah, the Chanteliers, 7-0 out of the Sun Belt Conference. Coach Ellis and them boys, Dan, they have a great defense. A bend but don't break defense. They are second in the country in a very important category. That is W's. Wins, of course, Dan. They have experienced guard play, great tackle play, an underrated quarterback, and don't be surprised if their quarterback winds up being selected in the third round of next year's NFL draft. He is that good. Most people have him going undrafted. He's a third-round pick. How about that? The Chanteliers.
What did you just – why did you do that?
The Chandeliers?
Why did
Chandeliers. Like,
will you just leave? Will you just leave?
I'm leaving.
Like, why did he give us some of his fake analysis of being a gas bag cliche?
What do you want to know how this joke
wait,
was
Billy, bought. Please tell
he
me.
He was supposed like, to say he, chandeliers, right?
Like no, Billy, no, Billy, no. Explain to me. This is why you want Stugotz around to help you guys with this stuff, because he pours so much of his heart into it.
I wrote
he
it.
Did 80% of the work this okay, week. The yeah. two that he didn't do, he didn't read well.
Okay, well, but let's examine.
That's a tell for weekend observations as well.
I didn't want Coastal Carolina in there in the first place.
Billy, yeah. I want you, please. I want everyone to be able to see what it's like to work with this monster. Billy, please.
I wrote it!
Billy, please. Yeah, but you can't read.
Go to the West Palm Beach.
And all the jokes fell flat because you couldn't read your own jokes.
I mean, Chris really stuck his. See ya.
The Coastal Carolina Chanticleers is one of those teams that he always does for March Madness. So it was written out where he says the name of the college basketball coach and how they have great guard play and their bigs. And then says, don't be surprised if they make their way to the Sweet 16. And then we just keep moving because he did a college basketball breakdown in the middle of the
Stugotz,
college football.
Stugotz, please leave.
Man, you really botched that.
Please
too.
Leave, Stugotz.
It kind of sounded like it started like that setup, and then he just actually gave like
no,
real analysis.
I want to now talk shit about Stugotz as he leaves here.
Wait, there's Stugotz, a, I got it. You leave. Don't want to finish this?
No,
yeah, number eight,
so well.
No,
number
I don't want to finish this. Okay,
oh,
you guys
Liberty
finish this?
Dan, also tied right. for first in W's.
All
also
right, get out of here, please.
GMLOGMD. Give me Liberty or give me death. As a Stugotz joke. That one works.
That one's good. The bells.
Yeah.
What else do we have here?
The another one.
Number nine. I started with this, but we're finally where we're supposed to be. Number nine, Ohio State. We'll know more about the Buckeyes after they play the Hoosiers this weekend. But for now, they lead the nation in WLWWSBWHSE. We like what we've seen, but we haven't seen enough.
All right, we have to do this, Mike. I'm going to tape highly questionable here in a second, but I need to leave you guys with whatever Stugotz's rebuttal is from his car on the way to West Palm Beach on what it is I'm about to say, because I swear to God that right before we started the postgame show, Stugotz, with a hand in his jeans, started talking about lacrosse is going to be over this weekend. I'm going to be able to concentrate on doing the things that the show needs, blah, 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 blah. And in the post-game show, it would be great if we turn that into a bigger playground where, you know, because we've lost some of the show in these 2 hours that are terrestrial that feel that they don't have enough space in them, that we could play with this post-game show and make it a little bit more like the show, like Big Suey and the local hour.
I crunched the numbers, by the way. Since they took an hour away from the national show, the Levitard listener is getting, on average, like about 40 additional minutes.
We're doing well with your support. And you guys know what we've been going through around here and how turbulent it's been. And Stugotz was just saying, because I think that this can be a really cool playground, the post-game show, to do some of this shit of us doing the radio show. But did you see how poorly he just did that? Like, he was in it, like, right after immediately saying that, he's in a big hurry to get out of here, and he botched the bit from every angle because he couldn't read his own jokes.
Yeah, it's the worst version of that we've done, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think it's dead. That's my fault. I shouldn't have sprung that on everyone.
I thought it was dead.
It was a heat check,
that.
Man. You Dion Waiters.
No,
dude.
But here's the thing, though, Billy. No, I love that we tried that, and I want to do things like that. But how can Stugotz not know how to tell his own jokes? Like you sprung it on him and he didn't know how to do his most basic job because he's thinking about having to get out of here to go to West Palm Beach.
That's a far airport, West Palm Beach.
It really
is. Here. Yeah.
It really is. That's a good pivot by you, too.
But why is he protecting Stugatz on this? Because I've told Stugatz to call in on his way to West Palm Beach to say whatever he's got to say in the way of rebuttal
on
this. Oh, so
you're filling right now? Let me just call him.
I'm not really filling, but I kind of am filling.
You are kind of. And I think if there's a lesson from this post-game show today is we should probably quit while we're ahead.
You think so? Because yeah. Now it's gotten –
Now we have to have the payoff of Stugatz calling in. And I don't have any confidence in him being good anymore.
Just in general?
Yeah, just on a Friday after he's put those headphones down and he's got his mind on a lacrosse trip. I don't know. This is risky, but let's do it.
So he was saying he has his beard because it's a playoff beard, but aren't all of these tournaments independent from each other? So how is he having a playoff beard for new tournaments every weekend?
He's just a serial liar.
So what do you think he's lying about?
I don't know. He just hasn't gotten around to it. Hey, Stugatz, hang on. We got to have a payoff to a bit here.
Like, no, as he says, he's a serial liar. Hold on,
Stugatz. All right, Stugatz is there.
We done yet?
No, wait. This is how... this is... Mike absolutely said into the phone as you were there, he's a serial liar. And then he's like, hold on a second. Let me put you on hold. All right, so go ahead. Tell Stugatz, catch Stugatz up to date as he's driving home on how I just mother bleeped him.
Stugatz, you'll never believe it. Ohio State was number 9 and Liberty was number 8 in the BCS this week.
Number 8.
Give us Liberty or give us death.
There you go. There we go.
Hey, that would have been good. That would have been good to have when we were doing the show before you.
Yeah, yeah. What
good call,
I didn't
Dan.
Know we were doing it, though. I only wrote it a week ago.
I apologize for springing it on you already.
What happened? Why couldn't you read your own jokes to end off the show in a professional manner?
Because I can't read. I mean, let's just cut to it. I struggle reading, and as I get older, the vision is leaving. Dan, I'm struggling reading stuff off the screen. I mean, I sound terribly old right now. That and I wasn't really prepared. I mean.
You guys really need to stop leaning so heavy into how old you are. You got to be the young, vibrant thing. Come on, guys. Look at your competitors when you check Apple Podcasts. They're all young outside of Bill Simmons.
You guys should get earrings to young it up a little.
Why are you snapping your fingers?
Come on, guys.
Did you see Stugatz dance before? Mike, this has been a source of us discussing it recently in a way that shows people a little more about the show than they need to see. But Stugatz has been wanting to embrace Let's Just Become the Incredibly Old Show. We used to be the hot young thing, and let's sink into it because it allows us, me and him, to be the laziest version of ourselves.
Yeah, that's sort of part of it. And look, some hot shot will come out and take you guys out the way that you took out the Hank Goldberg.
That's right. That is correct, Stugatz.
It's a circle of life.
That's Stugatz. That's right. Stugatz.
But not for another 25 f***ing years.
That's right, Stugatz. You were the producer right next to... Hank Goldberg's name should be on the list of people in your bedstand, Stugatz. I think Hank Goldberg might want to kill you.
Hank Goldberg. There was a time where Hank Goldberg hit the hammer, by the way. Could have killed me, but that time has long passed, Dad. I mean... Listen, he can't outrun me. Are you kidding me? He's a hammer. Get out of here.
Okay. Very good.
I mean, he's still one of the young kids. My time is doing this for another 25 years.
I've got you doing this for another 25 years. I've got you needing the money.
All right, I got to do Highly Questionable. You guys finish this
off. I've got you needing the money.
You finished it off. It's over Palm Beach.
I've already checked out on next week's show.
I'm not even going to be here for next week's show.
You have literally checked out.
So Ohio State, number 9 in the OOI, huh?
We didn't even read number 6.
That's right.
Chandeliers.